Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Club. This is the place everyday real estate investors gather to share their best stories, biggest insights, and favorite tactics to grow a portfolio of cash flowing properties in today's market. Here's your host, Gabe Peterson.
All right, we are back with another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Vlad Arakcheyev from Zontic Adventures. Vlad, did I get your name right?
Yeah, perfect.
Heck yes. It's always a role there. Vlad is a multifamily man, a land developer, and he does JV partners, and he is out of, I didn't catch where you're from, Vlad. Where are you guys investing?
I'm in Jersey.
Nice. I love it. All right, Vlad. Well, thank you very much for hopping on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it's great to be here and speak with the audience. Love it.
Absolutely. I told you before we got on here, we like stories. We like to hear how people got to where they are. Sounds like you've been doing this for a while. So how'd you get started in real estate?
Yeah, it's been completely crazy. Everything started because of COVID.
Oh, nice.
Basically, yeah, I was a graphic designer and got furloughed because, you know, we're non-essential business. And then, you know, I got a house mortgage and obviously I got two kids, wife, three cats. And I'm like, hey, listen, we need some extra income. And then my wife pushed me into being a realtor. So
this is what you're going to do.
Yeah. She goes, you should try being a real estate agent. And of course, I didn't know anything about real estate. The only thing I knew was buying a house with an agent and that's it. So I got called back. But that thought was still in my head. I'm like, let's do that realtor stuff. So I started taking classes at night, got my license, and started doing realtor work, just regular residential.
Just housing. As a broker, yeah.
Exactly, nice. Yeah. And that took me into flipping and wholesaling because a few years ago it was very popular. Everybody was a wholesaler.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And but the thing is, though, it's like you had a hamster in the wheel, right? You keep on going and going. If you stop prospecting, all your leads dry up. So you got to keep on going. So what's the next step? You got to buy something, right? So we got a rental here in Jersey. It was going well. And the reason why I say was, we sold it a month ago. That was my last single family rental that I have. Or now had, and the first one at that time. So anyway, next thing my wife goes, well, let's try something else. How about we try large multifamily? And I'm like, but
I like your wife. She sounds like she's got a head on her shoulders.
She does. Yeah. She goes, let's try it. Why not? And I'm like, yeah, but we just started this real estate stuff. I'm like flipping here and I got some wholesaling going on. She's like, let's do it. And she got the tickets to a multifamily event in Houston. I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. So we flew over there on the way back. I was so excited because I saw all these people that were just so helpful and so opening. And they're like, oh, I have 5,000 doors, 8,000 doors. And that was just like unbelievable.
Nice.
And they're just like one of the guys, you know, no big deal. And that took me to path. To multifamily. As soon as I got home, we put like together a plan. What do we need? So the first thing that you need is, I guess, credibility and education. So I started interviewing all the coaches, and I am part of Jake and Gino.
Oh yeah,
and I'm very happy to be a part of Jake and Gino. And then later on, I joined MIH Mastermind. So I really really loved it. And because of that, I got into the community. And of course, I got the education that I needed to buy multifamily. Yeah.
All right, man. I love it. That's a good trajectory. It's interesting, you know, going from a graphic designer to real estate. That, I mean, graphic design, that has nothing to do with real estate or business.
Nothing
really.
It's whatsoever.
Very, very creative. So how was that transition for you? Like going from something that's 100% creative to something that's very business oriented. How was that transition?
Incredibly scary. Incredibly. Yeah. But the good thing is that as long as you got support of your family, that's the most important. Yeah. You know, everybody's pushing and helping you to achieve higher, you know, success. And ultimately, the of what we're all looking for is time, right? Mm-hmm. True wealth is freedom of time. And my wife has been incredibly supportive in this process. And I didn't know anything about multifamily, and she helped me. She, you know, she suggested books to read on mindset and just focusing on one thing and doing this thing. I'm sorry, this popping up. So, and she's been incredibly helpful. And without her, I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff. So,
man, that's great to hear. Yeah, support system is so crucial when you're trying anything new, because it's very easy to get derailed. And so when you have people around you who are helping you, helping guide you, point you in the right direction, that is very, very valuable. Yeah. So how long did it take you?
Sorry. Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, which was crazy. She goes, "You should quit being a designer."
I love it.
And I'm like, but hold on a second. I can do both, right?
Okay.
And she, because I'm making excuses. See, she, on the DISC scale, we took that personality test. I'm a green. So I'm like safe. Mm-hmm. I want to know when the next paycheck's coming. Her personality is red. She's always pushing, driving forward, you know, stuff like that. So I was afraid.
Yeah.
But since I had her support, I'm like, hey, listen, let's do it. So I resigned and doing it full time. So. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just thought to
that's a good point, because when you have partnerships, you know, you're a husband wife partnership or even business partnerships, it's very, very valuable to have somebody who's kind of on the opposite spectrum when it comes to your personality. You mentioned the DISC. That's a great personality test. There's tons of them out there, but having somebody, you know, she's red, you're green, or somebody's blue, somebody's yellow. You know, having somebody that can kind of pull you in the opposite direction from where your strengths are, and really get you to stretch is super valuable. And usually those are the partnerships that work the best, that are the most successful. So it's great you have a partner like that. Once you did decide to make the leap, how long did it take you to get some traction to really see some numbers coming at you?
Yeah, great question. So I had to identify target markets. So my markets are Texas, Dallas, Houston. I'll look in San Antonio as well, Kansas City, and the Carolinas. I initially thought of buying in Florida, but it was just so hot. The numbers were just completely didn't make any sense. So I moved or dropped Florida. Plus, I wanted to be focused especially on two markets, and then just Carolina kind of happened because of the relationship I developed in the community and Jake and Gino. So first 6 months were just completely crazy. I mean, it's like drinking out of a fire hose where all these numbers coming at me and all these, you know, NOIs and this and occupancy. And then the first time I opened a model, I was like, oh my God, what is this thing? It's like, it has like 15 tabs on the bottom.
Yep.
So yeah, it took approximately 6 months to be comfortable and to kind of understand this. And somebody gave me a big chance. What happened is they asked me to be an LP in a deal. I told them no. I wanted to be a GP, co-GP, or JV. I wanted to be an operator so I can learn as much as possible. So they said, hey, listen, why don't you interview with the main sponsors and see if you guys click? And we did. And they gave me a chance to raise capital and also do investor relations. And I thought it's so easy. I'm like, yeah, I can raise $500,000, no problem. It was incredibly difficult. But one thing I got to say, I really wanted to happen. Really, I raised $1.4 million.
Hell yeah. Good job. Yeah. That is great to hear.
I found 1031s that really needed to place some capital, and that's how it happened.
Very cool.
So it was by the eighth month, we got our first deal.
Very, very cool. Yeah, raising capital is harder than everybody thinks. Everybody thinks, you know, raising capital, I can find it. There's so much money out there. And there is. But when you're starting from ground zero, getting those first capital investors is actually hard. It's hard to really get that pipeline going. So that's awesome to hear. You made over $1 million. You raised over $1 million for your deals. And it took you 6 months, which is 6 months to start to feel comfortable, which kind of makes sense. I used to work as a consultant in corporate, and you know that you're starting new gigs all the time. And it usually took me about 6 months to kind of feel like I was, understanding what I was doing. So makes sense there. I'm going to move us on a little bit because this is, as I said, it's a shorter podcast. And so I want to talk a little bit deeper about what you guys are doing today. I know you guys focus on multifamily, but you already talked about land development and rezoning that you guys are doing down there in Florida. That's something I am particularly interested in. So let's go there. Rezoning is a strategy itself and a good way to create new product in an area where cap rates are really compressed. And so how did you take us through your rezoning deal? How'd you find it? How'd you decide that rezoning and building was the right choice for you? Just take us through everything about that deal.
Yeah, it was basically the deal is in Bradenton. So it's right by Sarasota. Okay. It's only 7 units on it. And a lot of people were, I guess, passing on the deal because these just 7 doors. It was just too little for the big guys and I guess too big for, you know, single family guys.
Also, it's not just land. There's already a structure on it.
There's a 7 unit apartment complex on it, the structure. Yeah. But the thing is, a lot of people were missing that it was sitting on 8 acres of land. Acres. And the person who was looking at it, he actually lives down there and he worked in that department. And he goes, he did the rezoning before, and he looked at it and he called the county and he goes, what if we rezone this into an affordable housing?
Okay.
And we can build 96 apartments just, you know, from the looks of it. And because it's of housing shortage, they told him, oh yeah, absolutely. If you're going to do that, then we're going to push it forward because, you know, housing is needed, especially in Florida, as we can see. So we started the process approximately 3 months ago, 4 months ago. It's been going great. They're going through a bunch of studies like, you have all these environmental issues. And I mean, not issues, but studies. Then you have traffic studies and congestion and stuff like that. So we estimate that it should be done by October.
Okay.
Which is fairly quick. I mean, 9 to 12 months, I would say. So the goal after that is we can definitely build 96 apartments on that land. But we can actually sell shovel-ready land, or we can partner with a builder and build it ourselves. So there's multiple exit strategies there that we can really, especially I like, because in this market, you know, you see how it is. Everything's kind of on a downswing now. So we want to have multiple exit strategies and, be all good. But that deal is a JV. So okay. There's no other investors. It's all us. So
very cool. Yeah, I really like rezoning as a strategy because there are so many different types of exit strategies that you can take. I mean, a lot of people will use that as their business model where they find land, rezone it, and then just resell it immediately to a developer to build out. And there's some pretty big paychecks if you're finding something, maybe it's zoned farmland or it's zoned single family, and you can turn it to commercial, multifamily, high density, anything like that. You can really, really see a big paycheck there. So it's awesome to see that you guys are executing that strategy. And it's really cool that there was already a property on there because that means you're cash flowing while you do the rezone. It's a good strategy to be executing on. When it comes to your guys's, your big vision, what is it that you guys are trying to accomplish in the next, 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, great question. I mean, 2 to 3 years, I'm taking these classes with Dr. Hardy. He's written the books Gap and the Gain and Who Not How. So he's the new book 10x is better than 2x. So I'm 10xing everything.
Love it.
According to him, he's so I'm picturing how my future self would be and where I want to be and bringing it back to today. And I want to have 20,000 apartments Yeah.
All right. And that's 10x right there.
It is. And it's totally doable if you think about it, because my goal for first year was 200 doors. I got 300.
Knocked it out of the park.
So I'm thinking my goal was not large enough. What if I made my goal 500? Would I have gotten more? So now, huge goals, something that I can strive for and really like adjust my style, my business, my networking, my marketing to reach that goal. So that's my goal, 20,000. Additionally, we want to get a farm here in New Jersey, like a animal rescue farm, because cool. I have two small kids and we love going to a farm and like pet animals, like zoos and stuff like that. And we've been to one here and they rescue animals, and we have this great idea. We can do the same thing. We can get a farm, start rescuing animals, and at the same time, it can be like, a small farm. A lot of kids can come, and it should be a lot of fun for families. So that's
I love it, man. I love it. I love big goals, and I know you guys are going to reach them because you got the commitment. So before we move to the quick question round, my last question, we're talking about big goals. You said you set your goal at 200, you hit 300. What is the... if you could really boil it down to the one key, what is the thing that got you to your goal once you set it and decided to go for it?
Yeah, teams. One of the big things that people might be missing, they want to do everything themselves. Mm. And they spread themselves too thin. I'd rather be amazing at one thing than be good at five things, right? Then you don't want to be good. You want to be great. You want to be known as this one person. Right? Like you just say one person's name and everybody just knows him for it. Like Yonah Weiss, right? Cost segregation.
That's true. That's like you said, you said that. And I was like, cost segregation. That's Yonah Weiss.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I want to be. I'm like, you say Vlad Arakcheyev, buying stuff in Texas, Kansas City, apartments, go to this guy, he'll close. So that's my goal. So building a team is crucial. I know my team for over a year now, and I trust them. We are working together. We've done, I don't know, several deals right now, I don't know, 500 plus doors. So I trust them. They're a great group of people, solid operators, smart, and also have their own strengths. So we all bring something different to a table and making the team work. So if you want to succeed in this business, get a team first, and not just anybody that you like, but really like, think if you want to be with that person for the next 5 years, because, you know, it's a long-term goal. So 5 years, and then just kind of count backwards. So get yourself a team.
I love it, man. That is the best advice you can give, is team up with other people. Cause you're right. At the beginning, you really want to do it yourself, but then you realize you can't do it yourself. What's that one? There's a phrase. If you want to go fast or something, go with your alone. If you want to go far, go with the team. So I can't remember what the actual phrase is, but the gist is, if you really want to have an impact, you got to team up with other people.
Oh yeah.
And on that note, I am going to move us to the quick question round. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Starts with books or any form of education. I need two recommendations, one for general life wisdom, one for real estate specific.
Yeah, great books that I just read is The One Thing by Gary Keller. Really awesome one. Basically, you identify a thing that's moving you to the next level. You don't, like I said, you don't have to do a lot of things. Just find one thing that you're really, really good at. And another book is 10x is Easier Than 2x by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. Basically, he's saying that we all busy with stuff, but that stuff is not producing us any results. So he literally says, remove 80% of the stuff that you're busy with and concentrate on the 20%. That's going to get you to the next level. That's going to 10x your goal. So delegate. Block out time, just eliminate stuff. Eliminate things that you really don't need, that's not producing results, and concentrate on this one thing, one tiny thing that's going to just elevate you to the next level. So those two books are huge right now mindset, and that those books really helpful.
I love it. The 80-20 rule. Absolutely. All right. Next question is for your younger self. So let's go back to the Vlad who was still a graphic designer. He was, working behind his desk. Go to him, look him in the eye, give him one piece of advice moving forward.
Oh boy. Drop what you're doing and get into real estate. I would just tell him, you know what? Don't be afraid to be uncomfortable. Get yourself out of that comfort zone and just be uncomfortable. If you're comfortable with what you're doing, you're just cruising. You're just at your potential, maybe even below that potential. But we all got so much more. So if you take yourself out of that comfort zone and really push yourself, then you really, really will be successful. So everybody has it. You just gotta like kick somebody in the butt, you know, really get them out of their seat and move them. So that's what I would say to my future self. Get uncomfortable and do it fast.
Man. All right. If anybody out there is listening and you guys are listening through multiple episodes, I want you to email me with the number of people who said during this question that they wish they started earlier. Email me that number because I think it's got to be 90%. So if you are listening and you're younger or you're just getting started in real estate, everybody wishes they started earlier. So get started, get out there, get a deal done. You're not going to regret it. Yeah. Moves us on to the next question. And this is about your business. As you said, businesses are built on teams. So what are the first three positions you hired or partnered for? And would you do it in a different order if you did it again today?
Not really. They were all together. Three positions as the underwriter, even though I do underwriting, but I'm not a pro at it. Right. It takes me like 5 hours. It's not me.
Yeah.
So underwriter, absolutely a person that's really good with numbers. And also since I'm in New Jersey and I'm buying in Texas, you need boots on the ground. So you need somebody to meet with brokers, somebody to go to the property, walk the property. So those are the two things that you really gotta consider. In my case, underwriter and somebody to walk the property. Because, you know, unless you live there, then you might, if you live, like, for example, where you buy, then you might be considering somebody like going direct to seller, maybe somebody who would be comfortable at speaking with brokers or going and door knocking or something like that. That can be another position that's pretty valuable.
Cool. Love it. All right. Next question. And this is about the U.S. A lot of square miles out there, a lot of opportunity. Give me one metro, one city that you're most excited about investing in today.
Yeah, I'm very bullish on Dallas. I really like Dallas market. I would say Dallas, because if you ask me maybe 6 months ago, I would say Houston, but you know, taxes are kind of killing some of the deals. Taxes are really, really high over there. But now we're underwriting at nearly 2,000 per door. But hey, listen, if the deal works, it works, right?
Yeah.
So I would say Dallas.
Dallas is it's a great market. It's my favorite. We own a couple self-storage, I was telling you out there. So love to hear that. Next question is about mentors. None of us are islands. We all stand on the shoulders of giants. So who is one mentor who has contributed significantly to your career today?
Yeah, Jake and Gino. It's the group that I signed up with. I interviewed like 6 or 7 multifamily, basically mentors. And I picked Jake and Gino. It's a true family. Everybody's helping everybody else. It's a great, great community. I could not be happier with them. You know, if you need education, stuff like that, yeah, definitely interview them all and go with the one that you click with. So my biggest, I gelled with Jake and Gino.
Nice. Yeah, I had Gino on the podcast a while back, and yeah, he's a great guy. I'm sure for multifamily, you know, those guys are premier. So moves us to the second to last question. This is about your strengths. We are all gifted with gifts that we uniquely provide this world. So what is your Superman strength?
My biggest thing right now is being, since I was a graphic designer, it's kind of marketing. So I'm kind of continuing with that thing. So I'm doing marketing also. And marketing kind of coincides with reaching out directly to brokers and sellers. So I'm going direct to seller. That's how I found a few deals, and especially the last deal in Kansas City. So those are my strengths. And also I'm trying out, obviously, capital raising. Everybody needs money. So yeah, it's one of the big things that everybody, you have to be a capital raiser. You just have to.
So if you're in real estate, you got to be either, you have to be yourself a capital raiser, or you have to partner with somebody who does it, because capital is what gets deals done.
Sure.
So, hey man, that leads us to the last question. This is for listeners. You've given us a lot to think about. I'm sure people want to reach out and get in contact with you. What is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I'm all over social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Vlad Arakcheyev. You can check out my website, zontikventures.com. Reach out. Yeah, absolutely. There is never a bad time to get into real estate. Do not wait for this quote unquote perfect time. Oh, the prices are too high. It's too low. The rates are here. No, there's always a perfect time to get in. And if you, let's say, doing something else, and just don't have the time or the energy or the capacity, you can be a passive investor and still benefit from multifamily and still get the cash flow, the tax bonuses, and everything that comes with real estate. So you don't want to be active? Perfectly fine. No problem. Try out passively. You never know. You will love it so much that you'll never leave. So
there you go. That is zontikventures.com. I'm going to put that URL in the show notes. So if you guys want to reach out to Vlad and learn a little bit more about what his company does, just click that little more in the description. It'll pull down the full description, and in there you can find Vlad's link. All right, Vlad, that wraps it up. Thank you very much for hopping on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the opportunity, and let's crush it together.
Absolutely. For everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe at therealestateinvestingclub.com. And if you guys want to support the show, all we ask is to give us a like, subscribe, you know, all that jazz, whatever you need to do to give us a little thumbs up. That's what we're looking for. Other than that, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.